I was raised on hymns. In my small-town Presbyterian upbringing, the classic old-time hymns like Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, Be Thou My Vision, and of course, Holy, 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 among a myriad of others, were sung week after week. Then, in the late 80s, when I moved away to college, I suddenly encountered something new. I'll tell you about it coming up next.
Helping you grow deeper on your spiritual journey. Welcome to The Inner Life with Patrick Conley.
Welcome, friends, to The Inner Life, and happy Friday. So glad you could join us for this hour of on-air and online spiritual direction, helping you to live out your Catholic faith today. I'm your host, Patrick Conley. Upon moving to college and starting to get involved with a more evangelical Protestant congregation there, my sacred music repertoire began expanding as I encountered praise and worship songs. It was largely a new experience for me. I remember going to my Tuesday night college Bible study and one of our members bringing along a guitar. All of the songs he led were brand new to me, but I quickly started warming to them. Now, of course, some of those songs that I learned were better than others. Some have completely faded from memory, and although I still love and quite frankly prefer the old-time hymns, one or two of those songs from my Tuesday night Bible study still stick in my head. One of them, particularly, I knew as the Galatians song, and its words were entirely from chapter 5 of Galatians, specifically verses 1, 13, and 22 to 23, which those last two are the fruits of the Spirit. And you know what? I'm glad that song has stuck in my head because it's enabled me to remember and recite the fruits of the Spirit at will, albeit in the King James English. But of course, remembering and reciting the fruits of the Spirit are not the point. The point is living the fruits of the Spirit, especially as St. Paul himself points out, in marked contrast to the works of the flesh that are so obvious and ubiquitous in our world today. What are those fruits of the Spirit, and how do you live them out in your life today? Well, today on the program, we're discussing the fruits of the Spirit with our spiritual director. Let's welcome back to the program Father Matthew Witter. Father Matthew is a priest serving as pastor at St. John Newman, St. William, St. Joseph, and St. Mary in Waukesha, Wisconsin, all within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. Father Matthew, great to be with you again.
Good to be on the show. Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about the fruits of the Spirit. I think it's an exciting thing. I think we have way too much material to cover for an hour here, Father, but we'll do our best, all right? Let's start by talking about these are the fruits of the Spirit. So how can you introduce us to the Holy Spirit and his role in our lives?
Well, the Holy Spirit is, another name for the Holy Spirit is the sanctifier. And what does that mean? It's the Holy Spirit's role to make us saints, to make us saints. And so when we think about our sanctification of that upward calling to heaven, it's not on our own will. It's the impulse of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit that the Lord pours out upon us, that the Lord sends us, that the Lord wishes to dwell within us and that we wish to live within. And so without the Holy Spirit, the Lord says, wait here and I will give you the Holy Spirit and power. And so the Holy Spirit kind of gives us that power, that focus, without which we cannot get to heaven. And so the Holy Spirit is our lifeline to heaven. It's the Holy Spirit's role to make us saints. And the other thing, maybe just to start with about the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit is the love of God. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. And so when we think about the Holy Spirit, love should be one of those first things to come to mind. Love in the most pure sense, love in the sense that converts our hearts more fully to God.
Mm-hmm. Right, and love being the first one in the list of the St. Paul list of the fruits of the Spirit as well. So I guess that makes a lot of sense, right?
Yep, and so exactly. And if we talk specifically then about the fruits of the Spirit, I mean, just very simply, we think a fruit grows on a tree, and so if the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us and is active, there should be certain fruits. There should be certain fruits that are very evident in our life. And the fruits, I'm sure many of our listeners know, but that sense of love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, chastity, modesty would be the fruits of the Spirit. And so it's just that simple point. If the Holy Spirit is alive within us, if we're listening to the impulses of the Holy Spirit, if we're following the impulses of the Holy Spirit, there should be fruit. There should be these kind of fruits that are evident of the Holy Spirit working within us.
Now, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought up fruit, Father, because unless I'm wrong, this Sunday's gospel yep. is going to be all about bearing fruit as well.
Exactly, exactly. We're going to hear that the great gospel of the vine and the branches, and you know, whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, and you know, the Lord talking about, you know, the Father pruning, you know, even the branches so that they bear more fruit. And so that's going to be around the Catholic world. We're going to hear a lot of homilies and messages about what it means to be attached and connected to the Lord, and then to bear fruit. Because without the Lord, as the scripture says, we can do nothing. And so when we think of, you know, bearing fruit in our lives, and as you mentioned in the open, the Galatians also talks very kind of upfront about the fruits of the flesh, you know, impurity and licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, rivalry, adultery, all these different fruits of the Spirit. So we can look at the fruits of the flesh, the fruits of the Spirit, and it's a really good kind of litmus test to say, okay, where am I doing well? What are the parts that need kind of deeper conversion?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up too, Father, because you were anticipating my next question there, because there is, St. Paul lays out for us there in Galatians chapter 5, this pretty clear distinction between the works of the flesh and the fruits of the Spirit. And he caps off this whole section of the gospel, or excuse me, of the letter by saying, let us live then according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. So with this litmus test, maybe dive in more deeply into that. I mean, with all these fruits of both the flesh and the Spirit, I mean, so it sounds like there's some self-examination that's necessary here, and a regular self-examination as well.
Yep. Galatians 5 is a great kind of examination of conscience, because when we think of the fruits of the Spirit, it's the work of the Holy Spirit within us that produces this fruit, and each of the fruits of the Spirit are kind of heaven on earth. When we pray, you know, the Our Father, we always pray on earth as it is in heaven. And when the fruits of the Spirit shine forth in us, those are images of heaven here on earth, And then so when we look at the fruits of the flesh, we see the exact opposite. We see what life is like without the Lord when we're separated from the Lord. And then we also find kind of parts within our own heart that need a deeper sense of healing and conversion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, and I think that's a, like you said, Galatians 5, it's a great place to go to do a little self-examination there. Let's open up the phone lines, first of all, Father. Listeners, if you would love to get into that conversation, I certainly would love for you to call in. Do you want an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in your life? And when was a time when you knew that the Holy Spirit was working in your life? How did it help you bring you or others closer to the Lord? Have you seen the fruits of the Spirit at work in your life? Maybe you've seen the fruits of the Spirit at work in someone else's life, and you've benefited from the Spirit's working through them, Spirit working out love or joy or peace or patience. Give us a call. Give them a shout out. Let us know. 888-914-9149 is our phone number here at The Inner Life. And that toll-free studio line is sponsored by the Catholic Order of Foresters, and the number again is 888-914-9149. Our email address, if you'd prefer, is innerlife@relevantradio.com. Well, Father, I mean, this is quite a list. And just to go through them again, as I have the Galatians text in front of me anyway, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And then St. Paul says, against such there is no law, which is interesting because there in the letter to the Galatians, he spends a good deal of time kind of wrestling with the role of the law, the Old Testament law, and condemning the Galatians for following through on things like circumcision from the old law. But he's saying that this surpasses the law in some way, yeah?
It does, because you know, when the fruits of the Holy Spirit are active, what does that mean? That's the Lord. That's the fullness of the Lord, where the law drops off and we live, you know, the fulfillment of the fruits are heaven itself in a sense. And that's the invitation when the fruits kind of are active. And it's the Holy Spirit's role, you know, to maybe use an image. You know, we think of, you know, spring is coming and summer, and there's, you know, more daylight hours. And, you know, generally speaking, not completely true, but generally speaking, you know, the more plants receive light, the more they grow. And it's similar to human beings too. Like if we don't get enough light, oh boy, all of a sudden, life is difficult. We need vitamin D and things like that. And you know, the analogy in the spiritual life is similar. The more we allow the light of the Holy Spirit to fill us and to have to be active within us, the more fruit that we can bear as well. And then along the same lines, we think into that question with the different fruits. In many ways, the fruits are all active and have the possibility at any time or another. But just like when we look at the world of gardening or farming, each fruit sometimes has its own season. I know, back home, usually in our garden back where my parents are, kind of like the asparagus comes first and then comes where in Wisconsin. So there's not oranges or things like this, but, asparagus. And then there's, usually the lettuce and then, peas and beans. And then usually like the potatoes and squash are kind of into the fall. But there's a season.
Yeah.
And maybe the image for us in our own lives as well is that there's certain seasons where more of the fruits are called out than others. Patience is one, for example, that sense of many times people are praying for patience. And that situation, that's calling for patience, that's the very situation that the Lord is going to use to pull out that fruit of patience within us. And so sometimes as we go through different things in life, that's the season for that fruit really to have a chance to kind of blossom and to grow.
Mm. I really like that, Father. Not only the horticultural analogies, which you're going through there, again, playing off really well from this Sunday's coming gospel and the vine and the branches, but also just recognizing that there are different seasons, well, not even different seasons, there are different moments in our days that call for the exercise of certain fruits of the Spirit. And I guess that's one of the things that we definitely want to get into on the program today is that, I mean, are these things kind of just passively running in the background so long as we're connected with the Lord? Or is this, I mean, it's got to have something to do with our own will as well, right? If I recognize that I'm in a situation where I need patience, then it's got to have something to do with what I choose to do with this impatience that I might be sensing.
Exactly. The Holy Spirit is always at work, whether we recognize or not. But the more we can be aware, because sometimes those situations in our life or in our day or, hour to hour, as you said, or different times of the day that might drive us crazy or the people that drive us crazy or the situations that, why can't I change this?
Right.
That usually, instead of being the moment of despair, we look at it through the fruits of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit. The Lord is asking us, I'm going to save you, but I need you to consent to it. And so those are the moments, as you said, to kind of consent our will to the will of the Lord and use that moment, whatever it might be. That is often then the season or the opportunity for that fruit to really grow within us and become more active. So the Lord is always at work, but the Lord does ask us to consent to his work within us.
Well, I'm going to be open and honest right here on the airwaves here, Father, with you and say that one of the things that I find myself taking into the confessional on a regular basis is that of impatience and specifically acting impatiently. I mean, I'm not trying to control my feelings, but, getting snippy with others or, letting it change my entire mood and that sort of thing. But it seems like if you look at it, just what a struggle it is for me to be patient in certain circumstances, and then I look at the entirety of the list and I think, no way am I going to be able to live this way. And so I guess what is the word of encouragement, of counsel to those who might consider these things and say, yeah, I don't know that I can ever get there?
Well, it is a lifelong process, no doubt about it. But we have to remind ourselves that it's not our job solely to make ourselves saints. The Holy Spirit always goes before us and behind us and within us. And so it's the Holy Spirit's role. And that's what should give us a sense of encouragement, that the Holy Spirit is the sanctifier. It's the Holy Spirit's role to make us saints. And so there's a sense of surrender. And sometimes when we talk about the Holy Spirit and welcoming the Holy Spirit more deeply into our hearts, the starting point is to look at our lives and to look at, those sins that we keep going back to and those fruits that we're bringing forth that are not of God. And the first step is to say, Lord, I need you. Like this is not working on my own. I need you. I need you. And that sense of that openness and repentance, many times when we loosen our grip on trying to control a situation and outcomes, many times that sense of loosening our own grip and recognizing, Lord, I need you. That many times is the spot where we recognize, like, okay, Lord, I'm not in it alone. You're in the boat with me, and you're the one that has the power.
Yeah, yeah, and that's so such a good and needed and constant reminder to us is that, yep, I need you. I need you each and every moment, each and every day. I need you. And as we're talking about that specifically, Father, by the way, we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit here on The Inner Life today with our spiritual director, Father Matthew Witter. If you would like to join the conversation with a story, a testimony, a question about the fruits of the Spirit, give us a call at 888-914-9149. Again, 888-914-9149. And I guess what I'm finding is that if there's these times when, as I said before, some prompting of the need of God in my life comes when I find myself failing, or at least in temptation, where I'm tempted towards acting out of impatience or acting out of a sense of jealousy or envy, whatever it might be, right? But there's also times when the Holy Spirit seems to, you know, I give the Holy Spirit license to do whatever he will in my life. And the Holy Spirit seems to really come in power. There's that feeling of, we say oftentimes, being on fire with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So there's some evidence there too, isn't there, that the Holy Spirit is at work within me and through me.
Yeah. Yep. And many times we can feel, you know, when it's a situation where usually, you know, it'd be like, oh gosh, like, why isn't that car moving faster? And oh, come on, what are you doing?
Right.
And we find ourselves in that situation instead being like, okay, I'm going to be patient. I've got time. Like, but all of a sudden, you know, sometimes it's not even just like the feeling. It's just this, just tangibly looking at our actions and saying, this would be maybe a time where I would say a choice word or I would explode and feel, and I'm not doing that. That's us agreeing then with the Holy Spirit. And so sometimes there's those kind of just those very tangible moments when we find ourselves, you know, in some of the other fruits, in a sense of, you know, that gentleness when we want to explode and we find ourselves just, you know, calm, but maybe direct. There's a sense of direct, you know, gentleness. And so sometimes we can see the fruits in those tangible encounters.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, well, let's take a phone call before we go to our first break here, Father. Rick is calling in from Bordentown, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Rick. Thanks for calling into The Inner Life.
Hi, yes, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to share a little. It's incredible that you're actually talking about this right now. So I just had such an experience with the Holy Spirit. And where I had a great Lent, finished the Lent. I feel like the Holy Spirit is just shining, like during this season right now. There is a Lord shining through me. So I was doing route work, and, you know, I try to just be available and just with a smile or anything. And I come out eye contact with this gentleman. He follows me in my truck, and he goes on. He's, you know, he was in jail for close to 10 years, and he's a fallen away Catholic, and he just wanted a couple of dollars. So I always keep sacramentals with me, and I always keep stuff with me. And I'm like, here it is. It's a chance to use them, fallen away Catholic. So I hand him a few things, and he goes, as soon as you said, I'm going to give you something, he said, I knew it was God and the Holy Spirit. And we just started going back and forth with, like, just verses, and, you know, and, like, it was just an incredible moment that, like, he used me, somebody, and then it helped him to see God. So maybe it'll help him a little bit more now to get better. So that was, that's basically it.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, Rick, I liked how you said, you just in the midst of that testimony, you said, you know, just trying to be available. And that's a great insight, you know, in the sense of letting the Holy Spirit work with us, like to try to be available. Those are great words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe just to clarify that too, I mean, that's a prayer that we can pray, right? To the Holy Spirit, I'm here. Use me.
Yeah. Yep. That simple insight of, you know, the Holy Spirit shining through and that sense of, you know, it's available, it's trying to be available. And that's a beautiful thing of having a mindset. We might be busy with something, but to have that sense of availability of, Lord, I'm doing whatever I'm doing, but I am available however you want to use me within this situation. That's fundamental.
Yeah. Yeah, it is indeed. And in fact, I think it's a good prayer to pray maybe as a part of your morning offering too, right? Is that, the Holy Spirit, I'm here. And one of the things I really do appreciate, Rick, about your call is that there's that sense of, you know, he's ready. He's got some sacramentals yep. with him. You know, he's thinking through ahead of time. He's strategizing here, right, about how he can be an instrument of the Holy Spirit today in his life.
Yeah, that's a great element to pick up on. Like, who are the people that I might encounter, and how could I be ready for whatever that encounter might look like? Be ready, be available. Yeah.
Absolutely. Rick, thank you so much for the phone call. God bless you, brother. Keep it up. And we are talking about the fruits of the Spirit here today on the program. If you have seen the fruits of the Spirit at work in your life, or maybe you have a question about how can I grow in all of the fruits of the Spirit, or maybe a particular one that seems to be unsettling to you, we'd love to take your phone call at 888-914-9149. Again, 888-914-9149. Or if you prefer, send us an email, innerlife@relevantradio.com. We'll be back with more of the conversation with Father Matthew Witter, our spiritual director today, on the fruits of the Holy Spirit coming up right after this. Thank you to our sponsor, the University of Dallas, the Catholic University for Independent Thinkers. UD's graduate degrees in education, business, and humanities can help you seek wisdom, live abundantly, and pursue your calling. To learn more, go to relevantradio.com/UDallas. To the Inner Life here on Relevant Radio on relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Hey, looking for a house, a loving spouse, need a miracle or two? Well, bring your intentions to the 11th annual Walk to Mary, 21 miles through Wisconsin to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. It's the only approved Marian apparition in the United States, and many pilgrims come back again and again for a powerful, prayerful experience. The walk includes 14, 7, and 1.7-mile options along the 21-mile route and concludes with Mass. So join your parish family and Catholics from all over the uniquely beautiful shrine nestled in the Wisconsin countryside for the spiritual pilgrimage of your year, Saturday, May 4th. Sign up at walktomary.com. That's walktomary.com. Well, we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit here on The Inner Life today with our spiritual director, Father Matthew Witter. If you have some observations of how you've seen the fruits of the Spirit manifest in your own life, or if you have a question about how to grow in one or more of them, give us a call at 888-914-9149. Again, 888-914-9149. Well, Father, as we talked about earlier, St. Paul goes through to some trouble here to make sure that we recognize that there, on the contrasting to this fruits of the Spirit, are the works of the flesh. He starts his list with the works of the flesh. And of course, these are things that many of us can see in our own lives, but sometimes they can get kind of entrenched, and they are deterrents to even our will to go towards the fruits of the Spirit, to have the fruits of the Spirit manifest in our lives. So what do you think is behind, if someone feels stuck in that area where, yep, these works of the flesh just keep coming back again and again and again?
Yeah, that's a great point. And we alluded to a little bit before with, we've all had that experience of going to confession, and we confess maybe the same sins,
yeah,
and we say, "Oh gosh, like why can't I change, or what's going on?" And what's kind of happening is, you know, when we go to confess, you make a good confession, you know, the sin is forgiven, you know, that bad fruit is taken off the tree and thrown out.
Okay.
But the deeper spiritual issue is, if we don't get to the root of the tree, the same fruit's going to keep coming back, right? The same fruit's going to keep coming back, and so what our faith invites us to, if we find ourselves in those situations, like, okay, I'm making a good confession, I'm repentant, I want to change, but I can't, then it's like, okay, yep, the fruit is being picked off, forgiven, praise God, but oh gosh, there's something deeper in kind of the roots. And there's some great work, maybe some of our listeners have heard of, you know, Dr. Bob Schutz and mm-hmm. the St. John Paul, the Two Healing Center, but really they sponsor some retreats and really kind of looking at this deeper healing. And just the basic kind of understanding is to look at the part of our heart that perhaps is closed off from the Holy Spirit, because there's something deeper than, yep, we pick the sin, we throw it out, praise God, forgiven. But how do we treat the heart? Because sometimes what happens is there's a wound from our past, and there's a feeling that then kind of gets stuck in our heart, where we get different beliefs that are wrong about God, about ourselves, about others. And what happens then is, when we're hurt, is that instead of, you know, in those parts of our heart, instead of making decisions based on the Holy Spirit, we make decisions and we act from places of hurt, places of shame or abandonment or rejection, our pride. And then what comes from those places? Sin, right? Mm-hmm. And so there is this kind of inviting the Holy Spirit to show us within our heart, in those parts of our heart where we keep on sinning and we find ourselves, oh, why is this fruit that I don't want always there? We've got to look deeper into the kind of the roots of our story, of our hearts, and say, what are those different parts of my heart that are not producing God's fruit, that are not producing the fruits of the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm. It's an excellent point. It's an excellent point indeed. So great contrast to it there, as St. Paul brings up, and Father Matthew Witter, our spiritual director today, was just talking about, in terms of, yep, get rid of the bad fruit for sure, but we got to examine the root, quite literally, the root of the problem, right? So that's what we want to do. Let's go back to the phones now. Mary Lou is calling in from California. Good morning, Mary Lou. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, good morning. So excited to hear you, Father Matthew, and get my free spiritual direction. I think it's always free. Well, I'm not sure if it's always free, but
absolutely.
Thank you for the spiritual.
Go for it.
Anyway,
welcome.
I'm a hairdresser in Redlands, California, at a salon called Harmony Salon. I call it Harmony Salon. And I've been doing hair over 20 years. And as a Catholic convert, doing hair, and quite a natural evangelist, ego. I mean, God just spews. As I'm standing behind the chair, but yesterday I had a moral dilemma. One of my clients, who is Hindu, so I don't think she's listening right now. I hear a lot of serious, like, she wanted to get a divorce, and I keep hearing a lot of serious issues from my clients. And at the end of the day, I feel spent because I'm not a priest. I'm a lay woman, and I don't know what to do with all the pain. Of course, if they're Christian or Catholic, I give them a sacramental, or I have a big picture of St. Michael and Our Lady and the Pope, Pope Francis, and a miraculous medal I just put at my station, which is really beautiful there, blessed by the Holy Father, there on my station. And so they know where I'm going. They know what it's right in the middle of my hair station. And so many people come in, and I don't know how to ask the Holy Spirit to help me to hold so much of the pain and the suffering that I hear as a hairdresser. It's a lot. Like yesterday, she wants to leave her husband, and she wants, you know, a lot of LGBTQ situations and just a lot of sin and pain and suffering. And I always try to direct people to the Lord or to psychotherapy or trauma work, but I'm a hairdresser. I'm not a nun. I wish I had the makeup to be a nun. I don't have that special thing, but I'm a hairdresser, and I don't know how to carry the pain of others. It kind of depletes me at the end of the day.
Yep. So, Mary Lou, first of all, I would just say you're doing the Lord's work. You're doing the Lord's work in a beautiful way, and the mission of the laity, one of the main missions of the laity, is to evangelize, because the lay state of the church can be in all kinds of places where priests and religious can't always be. And so as a priest, I'm certainly not going to be, doing hair. That's not my gift at all. But that you can, and that you can be bringing the gospel and the sense of the love of Christ to those areas is beautiful, and it's needed, and it is wonderful. So I just affirm that in you. Like, you are doing the Lord's work. So the Lord has you there for a purpose, and that is beautiful. And then the other thing is, like, your question, that sense of the pain. And you said, did you say you're a hairdresser 20 years?
Yeah, over 20 years, off and on, but mainly on. And I just hear a lot of serious cancer diagnosis. And sometimes they let me pray for them and stuff. But I don't want to be overly pious or trying to act like too, I don't know. I've been going to daily mass at a Carmelite place nearby, and that's really filling me and giving me a sense of sustenance. Yep. And in other words, it's not about you, girl. To give it to the Lord. It's not about you, Mary Lou. It's
exactly.
Give it to the Lord. Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to dealing with just the pain, the suffering, the confusion that you take on, those words you just said are 100% on. Give it to the Lord. And when you go to Mass, and that's beautiful that you're going to daily Mass, you know, make all the different people, you know, their needs and their issues, put that on the altar with the Lord and take it from yourself and give it to the Lord. Like, make that your offering, like, very much make that your offering and put it on the altar, that it would be lifted up to the Lord. And so that instinct of getting to Mass is beautiful, and giving the Lord all those different people. You also might, just as you pray for different people and as you kind of finish your day, you know, you also make that act of faith there too, even outside of the Mass. Lord, I give you all the different people, all the different situations, and take them to your heart. And then also, it's also helpful to pray a prayer. And I ask you, Lord, that you would just cleanse me of any spirits that are not of you, that might have tried to get into my mind or into my heart. I ask that your precious blood would cleanse me. So that type of prayer as well, you know, give it to the Lord. And then, you know, I just ask that if any spirits that are not of you have tried to attach themselves to me, I pray, Lord, that your precious blood would cleanse me and come over me and keep me always filled with your love, or a prayer like that.
Right. Let me just jumping off from Mary Lou's call. Thank you, Mary Lou. What a great question. And asking about advice. How do I ask the Holy Spirit? And I think a lot of us would be we would want to do that, especially in those situations like Mary Lou is facing. And by the way, Mary Lou, I'm right with Father. I think you are doing exactly what the Lord has called you to. What a witness that you are, and he's placed you in that place for a reason. Mm-hmm. But when we ask the Holy Spirit to help guide the words that we say, the, you know, whatever it might be that we're showing forth of, we want the fruits of the Spirit to manifest in our lives at that moment. How realistic is it, Father, to think, well, then the Holy Spirit's going to respond with the exact words that I need to say? I mean, sometimes, maybe, but probably not always, right?
Exactly. You know, that simple prayer, come Holy Spirit, is always a good starting point. Come Holy Spirit. But then many times what's interesting is when we're mindful of the Holy Spirit, when we make ourselves available, sometimes what happens is the words that come out of our mouth, or the actions that the Lord calls forth, surprise ourselves. I didn't anticipate, saying that or doing that. You know, sometimes that happens. We call upon the Holy Spirit, and before we even know it, there's an action or word that is happening that, oh, wow, like, what's, I didn't plan on that. You know, so sometimes, many times when there's a sense of availability, sometimes the Holy Spirit surprises us as the Holy Spirit uses us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I think I've definitely had those types of circumstances in my life. Mary Lou, I'm guessing you've had them in yours. But I guess the only thing that I'm thinking of to say, Mary Lou, to you is that every day that you show up for work, the Holy Spirit shows up as well. So the two of you together, I think, are doing a fabulous job and will continue to do so. Thank you for the call, Mary Lou. Really appreciate it. Let's go now to Matthew calling in from Stockton, California. Good morning, Matthew. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Father. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
I am, tomorrow morning, I'm going to be on a retreat with 238 teenagers. And this is my topic that I'm going to be going. I'm listening to the radio and I was like, oh, perfect. I did write the Galatians 5 down, but I would like to go ahead and get some of your advice of working with these teenagers and what I can do to get them involved in a better understanding of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and what's the best way to get them intrigued in the love that we have for our Lord. But just any advice is going to help.
Wow.
You know, so first of all, don't get discouraged because of the 238. Sometimes teenagers don't always show it, but they are listening. So if you look out, it's like, is anyone, they might not show it, but they are listening. They are listening. And many times with teenagers, that sense of just authenticity comes through first and foremost. And especially with teenagers, maybe Matthew, when you look at your own life, if there are certain moments of your life where you knew the Holy Spirit was present, and certain moments where you knew that you went against the Holy Spirit, many times those kind of practical examples give the most kind of credibility sometimes with teenagers. Can I ask, you know, it sounds like you're really you know, engaged in your faith, that you're part of this retreat. Was there a moment in your life, or maybe it's plural, but maybe just choose a moment where you recognize the Holy Spirit's presence within your life?
I'm gonna say probably the day that I met my wife,
really?
Celia. I'm married for 44 years, I have been teaching in our churches for 25 years now. And it just, I love to see, like on Saturday, on Holy Saturday, the gifts of the Holy Spirit that came out with the people that came into our church.
Yep.
I love the enthusiasm of the children, these teenagers that do want to come and learn. And I always just say, what can I bring, or what can I do to help them have a better understanding?
Yeah. You mentioned the day you met your wife. Was there something, was it just kind of a general sense of that was praise God
yeah.
the Lord, was there something unique that in a way that you met that was unique?
Well, she didn't speak English. I didn't speak Spanish. And it has been a very beautiful relationship. It's something that, with the fruits of the Holy Spirit that we have worked together in the church. And, we've always worked really good together. I hold her, and she does very inspirational about this. And tomorrow she's going to be on a woman's retreat. And so I'm going to be by myself. I do have other teachers with me, thank God. So it's definitely something that I always have asked our Lord to just let him talk to me.
Exactly. It sounds like your relationship with your wife and how you met and that working through, you used a lot of gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I think that would be a good starting point as kind of a testimony to the kids, because it sounds like just a little bit that you mentioned, you know, your marriage and that kind of dating, whatever that was like, would not have worked without the Holy Spirit being involved.
Yeah, I would, just to jump on with that too, Matthew, I would say that Father's advice, I would second it and vote for it so that it passes. That yes, in my experience, kids love stories, and kids love stories from your heart. Yeah, that are, it's being authentic, right, and telling stories about how you've seen God at work in your life. And you know what? Adults like them too. So prayers for you, brother, as you are speaking at this retreat. May God lead you and guide you. May he give you words that, as we were saying before, maybe turn out to be a surprise to you. We're talking today about the fruits of the Spirit in your life. Where have you seen them? And maybe you have questions about how to grow in one or more of them. Give us a call and join the conversation at 888-914-9149. Again, 888-914-9149, or send us an email. Our email address is innerlife@relevantradio.com. We're going to take our next break, but we'll be back with more of the program coming up right after this. The University of Dallas, the Catholic University for Independent Thinkers, offers graduate degrees in education, business, and humanities that can help you seek wisdom, live abundantly, and pursue your calling. Learn more at relevantradio.com/UDallas. That's relevantradio.com/UDallas. Russian Welcome back to The Inner Life here on Relevant Radio. We're talking about the fruits of the Holy Spirit active in your life and the life of people around you as well. Give us a call and join the conversation at 888-914-9149. My name is Patrick Conley. My thanks to Thomas Engesser, who's on the board for us today, and Sarah Tafoya taking your phone calls. And our spiritual director is Father Matthew Witter, pastor of St. John Newman, St. William, St. Joseph, and St. Mary in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Father Witter, one of the things that really occurs to me, especially based on like Mary Lou's phone call, the hairdresser, you know, is asking the Holy Spirit to guide her in her conversations with all these people coming to her, is that these fruits of the Spirit are quite obviously, I mean, yes, they're for us. These fruits of the Spirit build us up in our relationship with the Lord. but they're also for the world. Therefore, you know, we are then, we become vessels or vehicles of these fruits of the Spirit, right? They show forth to others, and they have that transformative effect then in other people's lives. So any particular ones that you see as particularly needful in our society today?
That's a great question. I think in some sense you could look at all of them and say we need help with all of them.
Yeah, good point.
There's also parts where we see that just the goodness shining through in them. But if you look at faithfulness, I think many times our world, our families are turning away from that sense of faith. And so there's just this incredible need, I think, as a society to, you know, to turn back to the Lord. And that starts with that sense of faithfulness and thinking about the things of God. So I think that's a big one. I think, you know, patience, self-control, gentleness, I think that family kind of goes together, because in our world, there's this sense of, no matter what, there's this sense of I'm ready to fight, you know, with my words, right, or with passive-aggressive actions. And we think of just the wars that are going on. Chastity is another big one. There's a great sense of impurity and using people as objects instead of seeing the dignity of every human person. And so I think chastity would be one that comes in. So certainly there could be a little commentary on all of them. And then, you know, of course, the sense of joy. You know, our world more than ever, many times you walk around with kind of a perpetual frown on our faces, and that internal joy is so needed. So there could be a little commentary on all of them, but those would be a couple comments, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I appreciate what you said. And one of the first things that leapt to my mind, too, and maybe addressing that question as well, is that, like you said, the gentleness factor. It seems like, you know, we've got all sorts of influences in our world today that are trying to rouse us to anger, rouse us to, you know, suspicion and accusation and blame and that sort of thing. And things like you said, you know, patience, gentleness, self-control. I think we could use a good dose of that, at least in the societies that I live within. Yeah, so appreciate that. Thank you, Father, for that. You know, and living out the fruits of the Spirit, I think one of the things, obviously, we've talked about this some, but what role should the Holy Spirit play in our prayer life? I mean, we've talked about addressing prayers to the Holy Spirit, but we're always praying with and in and through the Spirit, yeah?
Exactly. When we're not praying in the Spirit, we're always praying with and in the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, prayer is just simply talking to ourselves. You know, without the Holy Spirit, prayer is talking to ourselves. With the Holy Spirit, that's what makes prayer prayer. Otherwise, right, we're just talking to ourselves. But it is the Holy Spirit that does dwell within us. And so without the Holy Spirit, when we pray, we are just talking to ourselves. But the Holy Spirit is always, always guiding our prayer. Even in the sense of when we're talking to the Lord, perhaps in prayer, it is the Holy Spirit that is at work that moves us into that conversation with Jesus. And so even in those moments of sincere prayer, whether we're intentionally calling on the Holy Spirit at every moment of the prayer or not, we could not be praying without the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is God's presence within us, and what does Jesus say? Is he, you know, in the beautiful chapter is really on the Holy Spirit, where Jesus gives us his Last Supper discourse. He's reflecting on the Holy Spirit and telling us that I will send you the Advocate who will be with you always, and the Advocate, you know, that one that defends us and pleads our cause. You know, the Holy Spirit is with us, and without the Holy Spirit, praise God that the Lord sent us the Holy Spirit, because otherwise prayer would not be prayer. It would be talking to ourselves. But it's the Holy Spirit that connects us right into the love of the Trinity.
Yeah, I love that line, Father. Thank you for that. And I just keep coming back to the sense of mission that is included in the fruits of the Spirit. I'm thinking about, for instance, Pentecost Sunday, which we got coming up next month, of course, but Pentecost, that very first Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit is poured out upon Our Lady and the apostles in the upper room, and it transforms them into these great preachers, these great evangelists, these great, you know, they're sharing the gospel in so many powerful ways, giving their lives, they're witnessing, they're martyrs, you know, because of this. And this is the same Holy Spirit. It always gives me a little bit of pause to think, this is the same Holy Spirit that's given to us in baptism and confirmation. How about that, Father?
Exactly. The gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit does send us on mission. You know, our callers, they've kind of reflected on that. Many, one of the themes of the callers today has been kind of going out and these kind of evangelization moments, and that's where the fruits of the Spirit are truly exercised, because sometimes, you know, it happens within our life where we feel like we have maybe a sense of, you know, the fruit of faithfulness, and all of a sudden there's something that kind of challenges that, and then we say, oh gosh, maybe I don't have it. But those very moments of mission are when the seasons that the fruits are formed. And so the Holy Spirit always sends us on mission, as kind of part of that reflection has been, is that the fruits are meant to be images of heaven and earth, and letting God's light, you know, the light of the Holy Spirit shine through us and bring forth that good fruit.
Well, let's go back to the phones now. Lynn is calling in from Waukesha, Wisconsin. There you go. Lynn, welcome to the Inner Life. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Father. Yes, this is Lynn. So one moment where I really felt Holy Spirit, and at least it was about 10 years ago, long before I was very comfortable with speaking, hadn't been in the small group, evangelical Catholic group yet. So really hadn't worked through all that. But one odd day, my husband's taking the kids to school, and his truck broke down. So he calls me, can you come to your car and wait for the tow truck? So I do that. The tow truck driver comes, and we start talking as he's, you know, taking the car back to our house. And he's telling me, it was almost like a confession of issues. And I don't know why it came out of him, but he did. And, you know, I just started talking to him about things and, you know, how he was feeling. And he was a Catholic and knew what he was doing in his relationship with his wife was wrong and things. And it felt, it was really hard for me at first to speak out about it. He was almost like asking for help. It was just an odd situation. It wasn't, you know, in my comfort zone at, especially at that point. I just felt like you got to say something. And so I started talking to him, and then I told him the time we got to the house, I told him about Relevant Radio, got out a brochure, you know, quick ran in the house, got a brochure. I was like, you really need to listen to this. And it was just, you know, I just felt that nudge that I had to, I couldn't let this moment go by.
Yeah. And that was one of the earlier moments, it sounds like, in your life, where you're really aware of the Lord, the Holy Spirit giving you that nudge.
Right.
And how has your relationship with the Holy Spirit continued to develop over the years?
As you've been talking this morning, I think I don't pray as much as I should. You know, I'm very much aware of seeking that strength when moments, you know, come out, you know, to be stronger in my faith or, and I'm uncomfortable with doing that, but I don't normally go to the Holy Spirit. And we were talking about that earlier this week in our small group. It's like, I like look at him for wisdom, but I'd never look at him for comfort or anything. So it's like, you know, need to draw on that more. And, I involve, you know, include that in my prayers more.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit, that's a great word, comfort, and the Holy Spirit is our comforter, and many times you look for comfort in many areas outside of the comforter, the Holy Spirit. So that's a beautiful intention that you have, Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lynn, it's great to know that the Holy Spirit does use us, work within us and through us in such a way. And I appreciate your listening. I appreciate your phone call as well. Thank you so much for calling in. We've been speaking about the fruits of the Spirit today here on the program. And Father, just as in our last about a minute and 30 before we have to ask for your blessing here, any particular saints that you might guide us toward in terms of developing a relationship with the Holy Spirit? I mean, again, I just like with the fruits, right? Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
But anything you can think in terms of devotion to, say, Our Lady or Saint Joseph?
Yeah, yeah. What are the beautiful titles for Our Lady that sometimes you don't necessarily talk about a lot, but Our Lady has a beautiful relationship with each person of the Trinity. She's the daughter of the Father, and she's the mother of the Son. And when it comes to the Holy Spirit, Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. So one of my just images of praying with is like, you know, Mary, just fill my heart, fill the community, fill the parishes, fill the church with that same outpouring of the Holy Spirit that came upon you when the Holy Spirit filled you and you conceived Jesus in your womb. So that moment of the Annunciation and the Holy Spirit coming over Mary is always a beautiful, beautiful meditation point. And of course, as we talked about too, Pentecost. So I think Our Lady is a particular, you know, for everyone, she is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. But then many times we have our own patron saints, whoever they might be, that family of friends that are our patron saints. And whoever your family of patron saints are, you know, each of them have unique relationships with the Holy Spirit. And that's the beautiful thing. The Holy Spirit works, and the Holy Spirit just sends out a prism that brings forth saints in every, you know, race and situation and language. And it's just the prism of the Holy Spirit that we see literally poured out across the church in every life state.
Amen. Well, let it be done to us according to your word, right? Well, thank you, Father, so much for this discussion on the fruits of the Spirit. May we have a blessing from you, please.
Yep. And so we ask that the Lord would pour out his blessing upon you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Yeah, it's a great prayer to start off your day with. Holy Spirit, do what you will with me today. I think the church would advance great ways if we all just prayed that every morning. Coming up next is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Our celebrant today is Father Brian Belongi, so stick around for that. On Monday's Inner Life, Finding Christ's Peace with our spiritual director, Father Jim Goins. Hope you can join us for that. Have a great weekend. In the meantime, grace and peace.